This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. And you can read more at my Substack page, Musings from Between the Lines, which is accessible easily from the homepage of the website, allbook-books.com. And you can subscribe to the Substack for free, or you can throw a little money. So it's a busy week. Since I don't know that I'm going to read the whole chapter, I figured it's worth reading the beginning. This is chapter 3 of Ceremonies of Possession, Europe's Conquest of the New World, 1492 to 1640 by Patricia Seed, Cambridge University Press, 1995. Better titled as, according to Stephen Newcomb, who mentioned the book, better understood as Ceremonies of Domination. So this is the Spanish section. The chapter is called The Requirement, A Protocol for Conquest. So this is the what was read, I guess it was read aloud to the indigenous or the native peoples. So it was, there's a phrase in here, it's oxymoron, lawful dominion. Yeah, so anyway, this is I don't know if it's the only version. Anyway, I just wanted to read it because it's so astounding that it's worth reading as the quote, what's called the requirement. And it goes like this. On behalf of his majesty, capital H, capital M, I, his servant messenger, notify and make known as best I can that God, our Lord, one and eternal created heaven and earth, God, our Lord, gave charge of all peoples to one man named Saint Peter. That's a big charge there. So that he was Lord and superior, I underlined that, Lord and superior of all the men of the world, and gave him all the world for his lordship and jurisdiction. Señorio y jurisdicción, as there's like insanity number one, gave him all the world for his lordship. One of these pontiffs made a donation of these islands and mainland of the ocean sea to the Catholic kings of Spain. Almost all who have been notified of this have received his majesty and obeyed and served him and serve him as subjects and turned Christian without reward or stipulation, and his majesty received them as subjects and vassals. Therefore, I beg and require you as best I can that you recognize the Church as Lord and Superior of the universal world and the most elevated Pope in its name, and His Majesty in his place as Superior and Lord and King, and consent that these religious fathers declare and preach. There's a bunch of ellipses here. And His Majesty and I in his name will receive you and will leave your women and children free, without servitude, so that with them and with yourselves you can freely do what you wish, and what we will not compel you to turn Christians. But if you do not do it with the help of God, I will enter forcefully against you, and I will make war everywhere and however I can, and I will subject you to the yoke. I will subject you to the yoke and obedience of the Church and His Majesty. And I will take your wives and children, and I will make them slaves. And I will take your goods, and I will do to you all the evil and damages that a lord may do to vassals who do not obey or receive him. And I solemnly declare that the deaths and damages received from such will be your fault, and not that of his majesty, nor mine, nor of the gentlemen who came with me. Well, that's no gentleman for sure. And then the footnote says there are multiple texts of the requirement. So that's, looks like different versions. But, geez, some so-called lord to take the wives and children, make of them slaves, and then blame the people that it's their fault. So this has spawned, you know, generations of trauma and people thinking that, you know, they messed up or they did something wrong or whatever, the psychological traumas, the post-traumatic stress and all that that's you know, gone on for 500 years. So it's just astounding. There's just like even the words of arrogance arrogance and whatever. They do not do justice to the insanity. Jack D. Forbes' book, Columbus and Other Cannibals, that like clearly showed me, made it easy to just call it, you know, you can analyze it up and down and left and right, but basically just to call it insanity. The people are psychopathic. To claim control of the entire world and all the people under his name of the church and all that. And it's I didn't mention it last week, but along with the fascism of the governments and proclaiming corporate benefactors that they were sailing for and the taking of the resources as corporate, it's also what I think is one of the best. The briefest summary words of all this stuff is theofascism. It's the so-called God, corporation, and state working together under His Majesty and His Lord and blah-de-blah. So that's astounding stuff. I just wanted to get that in because that in itself is a mouthful to ponder. And then the chapter, when I get to that, will explain more of the details. So short, but not very sweet this week. But enlightening nonetheless to realize that some of the programming of people, either directly or indirectly, I mean, nowadays even the poor, sometimes people that are poor and they feel like, you know, what it, something is their fault. Like, you know, they carry, sometimes people carry, you know, if they can't keep up in the system, they carry emotional trauma and negative messaging to themselves, like, you know, what's that, there's a problem with them, when, you know, really it's the system does not encourage or allow them to flourish as easily, if at all, compared to others who have the advantages. Well, thanks for listening and be well.